I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a report released on Wednesday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says there's a very real risk of mass atrocities impending in South Sudan. The violence stems from multiple sources, such as government clashes and rival ethnic groups. Tom Zarowski with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's affecting ministry.
Our intention was to provide them with a water well right there at the internally displaced people's camp. But the people who drill the wells said the insecurity is way too much and they would not even come out and provide a well for them.
Although they couldn't dig the well, the team did pass out solar-powered audio Bibles. And he says Christians are emotionally and spiritually drained from all the fighting. Ask God to give them resilience in their faith.
Whenever I ask, what is it that you most need? And they always say, would you please pray for us? We need prayer. We know that only God can get us out of this.
And radio stations are already playing Christmas music. Slava Gospel Association is also gearing up for its Christmas ministry called Emmanuel's Child. SGA's Eric Mock shares.
The approach of SGA and Emmanuel's Child, I think, is kind of in a unique situation. The program of Emmanuel's Child is focused on equipping the churches to do the work of ministry. And that work of ministry truly is year-round discipleship.
SGA helps Russian churches buy the gifts for kids living in orphanages and on the streets. And then the gifts are handed out by local churches as a way of sharing the gospel and Christ's love at this time. These same churches have often been supported by churches in the West. But starting this season, you can send a gift through Emmanuel's Child to a kid in Russia. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.